Welcome back to Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 31 years. We are talking trees with John Eisenhower. I was going to say Integrity Tree Service, but it's Integrity Tree Service Save a Tree now.
Integrity Save a Tree.
Integrity Save a Tree. And our promotion team is out today at Marvell Masonry in Mesa. If you've got a hardscape project on your to-dos, it's a great opportunity to get ideas, get inspiration, see what's available. Take the time to design it right. Have a nightscape with it so you can enjoy that. There's a lot of times in Arizona, especially when we get the summer heat, and nighttime's the only time it's really enjoyable to be outside.
Marvell's got some Mother's Day gifts also. Some plants, I believe.
They do. They are giving plants away to mothers for Mother's Day. That's 1113 South Country Club Drive, just north of the 60 on the right-hand side. If you're heading north, east side of the road, stop by the Rosie on the House Sanderson Ford Transit vehicle for a number of also promotional items as well. That's at Marvell in Mesa today, 7 to 2. They'll be out there till 2, and they've got 12-month interest-free financing that they're offering through Bellegarde. If you can't make it to Mesa, that interest-free financing is good today at any of the 7 locations throughout the state. But let's get back to Mr. Mike, who's working on a tree replacement. You've had a couple minutes during the break there to weigh your options. I know it's hard to recommend the perfect tree, but maybe just through all the things that you consider, deciduous, non-deciduous, native, non-native, fruiting, non-fruiting.
Yeah, the two trees that were mentioned, the jacaranda and the fruitless olive tree, are both good choices. The olive tree is going to be a little slower growing, but they're an elegant sort of, great for a lawn setting in that mesic, wetter and landscape environment. The olive is just one of those perennial favorite trees. It kind of has that sort of a legacy look, and they're just a great choice. I don't think you can ever go wrong with an olive tree. The jacaranda can be a little bit more temperamental. They are a little frost sensitive in the early going. They are deciduous, but they can be a little harder to get started, and maybe a little more demanding in terms of their just nutrient demands. In our native soils, they might need a little bit more fertilization from time to time. They are a beautiful blooming tree, a nice flowering tree, and for that reason, they're pretty popular here in this area. They are from southern Mexico. They're more of a tropical, so not as adapted to our climate as the olive trees, which are a little bit more drought tolerant. But both good choices for a lawn setting.
And one of his questions, is it too late to plant?
No, it's never too late to plant, if depending on the exposure. You know, if you've got a southern or a western exposure and you've got a more delicate ornamental tree and not a desert tree, you might have some sun issues. Late afternoon can blast away at those new plantings. But no, it's always a good time to plant in Arizona. Our soil temperatures are up, and again, depending on the type of tree you have, this is probably a fine time to plant. You know, occasionally people will put a little shade structure up, you know, just to drape a little shade cloth over the trees just to get them through the spring and summer. 50-50 shade cloth allows a little bit of sunlight through to keep photosynthesis active, but yet it protects it from that intense afternoon sun. And then you can just pull that shade cloth off in September, October, and that tree should be well on its way to getting established.
Does that answer all your questions, Mike?
Yeah, it sure does. Thanks, guys. I'll plant away and give you a full report in the fall.
And pictures.
Yeah, sounds good.
And pictures. You got it.
Best of luck.
You got it.
Thanks, Mike. We have Ryan and Ronnie, both from the Southeast Valley online. We will get to them after the news break. I'm going to shoot you through a couple text questions that have come through. We talked about thinning, and somebody wanted to know if that worked on citrus. We were talking as it related to stone fruits, apples and peaches, and
Absolutely. You can thin your citrus trees. If you have one of those trees that just has an abundance of fruit and you end up picking it up off the ground and a lot of cleanup, like your sour oranges or even some lemon trees and others, you can certainly do some thinning early. And if it's a desirable tree for edible fruit, like a tangelo or an orange or grapefruit, thinning can, you know, improve the size of the remaining fruit on the tree. It'll be less fruit for the tree to be supporting, and therefore those fruits should be a little bit larger and better size.
And like you had mentioned, it helps prevent breakage. Now, citrus produces on old wood, where stone fruits are on new wood, so that's not as critical. Mm-hmm. But you can still get a loaded-up citrus tree that
we get a lot of branch breakage with lemon trees. Absolutely.